in order to create wealth, you've got to get a grip on your spending habits. Get in the habit of paying cash for as much stuff as possible. Okay. And just keep your receipts so that way you can track it. But if you're really serious about creating generational wealth and you have to create new habits, you don't have that discipline muscle built up yet, start paying cash. And it's like, this is what I've got for groceries. This is what I'm going to use. And it might feel weird at first because you've been swiping for so long, but it will help you stop buying on impulse. Hello and welcome to the Mommy Millionaire Show. This is your host, Kayla Kraft. I am a mom of three, multimillionaire, master life coach, and money mindset queen. I am so happy and thankful that you're here. I am actually on a mission to help 1 million women make $1 million or more a year. That could be you. Every week, I'm bringing you inspiring stories to help you feel empowered, to broaden your horizons, to gain clarity and strategy on living your best life. Over at Mommy Millionaire, we pursue our lives with purpose and love, and the riches always follow. So stay tuned because I'm bringing you episodes twice a week. I believe you are your biggest asset. So let's build you up today. Let's get into it. What do you do when you find yourself in a hole? Stop digging. I am pumped to bring you this Mommy Millionaire Minute. We're going to talk about what is something you need to do before you start investing, before you start really focusing on your wealth portfolio. And I believe the thing that you have to put some focus on is getting out of bad debt. So I'm going to give you some tips on exactly how to do that. First, let's shout out our 5-star review of the week. I have Casey Woodruff. She says, I've been listening to Kayla for over a year. I know it wasn't an accident that I came across this podcast. Kayla has really helped expand my mindset. I used to think there was no way to have a successful career and be a good mom. My money mindset has gotten so much stronger, and I'm so thankful for her and this podcast. Thank you, Kayla. Oh, well, that makes me so happy when I hear people understanding that you really can have a career that's thriving and be a mom that is thriving as well with incredibly happy kids. And, you know, I've been doing this, oh my goodness, I can't even believe, but, you know, almost 11 years now with an 11-year-old, 9-year-old, and a 7-year-old. And, you know, there are times where it's harder. There are seasons where you're just like, it might be in more of a pushing season. And then there's so many seasons of harvest too. And so that's one of the things that keeps me going too as a mommy millionaire is just knowing like everything is temporary. That means the super successful ultra high moments and super low ones too. It's all temporary. So we're talking about what the heck do you do when you find yourself in a hole? You stop digging. So that means if you're in debt right now, we've got to prevent more debt from happening. That's number one, right? But it's like you want to get to financial freedom. I know that's why you're listening to this podcast. But in order to do that, you have to pinpoint exactly where you are. Like, where are you right now? And maybe you're listening to this and you're completely debt-free. I still want you to listen to this podcast because it's going to be really good tips for you to stay out of debt and also to get closer to investing, which is what the goal is. Many people figure out that they're deeply in debt and they bury their head in the sand. Like, I don't want to see it. And I'm going to ask you to take an honest look in the mirror today, because what you can see, what you can shine a light on, it's no longer scary and it doesn't have that much power over you. Remember that debt is just energy and it's just like money. Okay. So it's just out there. It's feedback. It's telling you something. And if we act like it's not there, it's like, you know, when we go to bed at night, when we're scared as kids and we'd be like, oh my God, I feel like there's somebody in the closet. I feel like there's somebody in the closet. And it was finally like, okay, mom and dad would come in to check, make sure there's no boogeyman in the closet. And then, oh, we're good. We could fall asleep. But if we don't go check on it and like, hey, how you doing? Is it getting worse? Is it getting better? Then it just has so much power over us. Okay. If you're serious about creating positive cash flow in your life, becoming financially free. This is where your assets pay for your expenses. You really want to find out, what is my relationship right now with finances? So number one, do you routinely pay your bills late? Yes or no? Have you ever hidden a bill from your spouse? Have you neglected repairing things in your car or in your house? So these basic things that we need because you don't have enough funds. Have you bought something recently that you didn't need and you couldn't afford? Do you regularly spend more than your paycheck? And, you know, I'm not just talking to people that are like living with JOBs. There are entrepreneurs that are millionaires, that are broke millionaires because they spend more than they have. Have you ever been turned down for your credit? Does your total debt, okay, so everything you owe, this is without your mortgage, okay, exceed that rainy day fund that you hopefully have, which is 6 months of savings? Okay, let me know. You guys can DM me. I really want to know. I want to get a feel for, like, how many of these did you say yes to? And how many of them were you like, oh no, like, I am good. If you're good, keep listening. If you're bad, keep listening. Okay, so let's figure out how we get out of this hole is we've got to change our habits. We've got to change our habits. This depends completely on you. It doesn't depend on anybody else, any financial institution, your spouse, none of that. You've got to be eager to take control of your financial life. So I'm not a fan in telling people like cut up their credit cards, but if you don't have any discipline and you're just using your credit cards to pay the bills, cut up your credit cards because you've become, you know, almost like addicted to them. And that's digging your hole deeper, my friend. So at that point, either put a freeze on all of your credit cards, cut those babies up, and get stinking resourceful, right? And if you're listening to this and you're in the overflow, I really want you right now to share this podcast with somebody that needs to hear it. Now, let's get forward. Let's reduce our debt, but at the same time, still continue to grow our wealth. And how I personally did this years ago was I said, okay, I'm always going to pay myself first. So that means as soon as I got a paycheck from anything, I would put 10% away into my investment fund. And no matter what, like that went into the investment fund. You can call it an investment savings account. And don't touch it until you're ready to invest it. So you can't get in there because your car broke down. Nope, you're not allowed to touch it. Like that has to be used for investments only. And then the second thing I would say is like, what can you cut back on? And you know, I am all about living an extraordinary life and just expanding your means to fit your lifestyle. I don't want to tell people to drive a Pinto because I'm like, I want to live a life of luxury. Sometimes, like if you're so deep down in the hole, you might need to be driving that Pinto because it's actually going to bring you more freedom. But you could cut back on extra things like your coffee. That $5 coffee, if you're getting it every day, which so many people do, is $150 a month. What if that $150 a month was going towards the debt that you owe? And that's just a simple example, but something that you could do, right? And I've worked with people on this before, is like, okay, as soon as you would normally get that coffee, you take that $5 that you already have and you pay it towards that credit card. You pay it towards the bad debt. Credit cards are bad debt. It's consumer debt. Most credit cards, it's anywhere from 24 to 30% interest on this borrowed money. It's nuts. They're just taking money. You're keeping these credit card companies like, wow, oh my gosh, there's better ways to borrow. Okay. So you've got to practice your self-discipline here, major willpower, right? In order to do that. But you could be so much further ahead if you cut back on those simple things and automatically send it towards the debt. And I'm going to give you another example. Like a lot of people think they have to buy new clothes every season. I don't even do that. And I have the means to do that, you guys. I'm not a shopper. I really am not. But there's some people that have a shopping addiction. It is like a straight up actual diagnosis. And if you have that, I feel for you because somebody in my family has that and it's really hard. I know to quit it because it's just like any addiction. But something that you could do instead is like, okay, let me buy into the vision of what it's going to feel like to have this debt paid off. How much freer am I going to feel if instead of buying this sweater right now, I take that $50 and I put it straight towards the debt and you just send that money right away. So that's a habit you could build into place while cutting back on those things that you don't really need. Because I promise you, you're going to feel a lot better when you're out to dinner and you're not putting it on a credit card.
We're going to take a quick break from today's episode to just see where you're at. How is your business going? How is your life going? I know over at Mommy Millionaire, we are dedicated to helping 1 million women make $1 million or more a year. And we do that through different programs. And I wanted to give you an opportunity to meet with one of our Mommy Millionaire sales strategists to see what program suits you best for the season that you're in right now. Are you needing that one-on-one support? Or do you need more of like a group support? We have programs available for all sorts of needs. So go to mommymillionaire.co/sales and book your free strategy call today. We can't wait to help you achieve all your goals. I know you're the type of person, you're just like, Kayla, just tell me what to do and I'm going to do it and I'm going to slay the day. And that's why we have these calls available to you to get you with the best support so you can really rock out your business and your life. I can't wait to help you even more. Let's get back to today's episode.
So now that we have kind of said, okay, here are the practical things we're going to do with this debt, right? Another thing that I want you to think about is like this like spiritual aspect of owing money and how we want to bless our debt. So many of us have a bad relationship with debt because, you know, we've heard our whole lives that debt is bad. But if you have it, it feels bad to have it, right? It's like, oh gosh, I feel dirty. And you're walking around shame-filled, if so. And so I'm going to encourage you to really change your relationship with the debt. Again, it's feedback. It's telling you to learn the lesson, right? To learn the lesson of whatever it is that you got into debt for. And then knowing that, like, how can I be in integrity and still be in debt? And I've talked about this on episode, wow, back in the way beginning of Mommy Millionaire, but the way that you stay in integrity is always paying the minimum payment. That is how you stay in integrity, okay? And when you go to pay these bills, right, you go and go, wow, thank you God so much for providing me with the provision to pay this debt in a timely manner. I am so thankful for the provision. I know I'm blessed and highly favored, and I know there's more coming my way right now. Thank you, thank you, thank you. In order to stay in integrity too, if you're the type of person that pays bills late, which I had this exact problem, put a reminder in your phone to remind you, right? Like a couple days in advance, put it in there so you do it ahead of time so you can avoid any late fees. And, you know, there are some credit cards where you can get a lower interest rate and, you know, start using that one just like for a rainy day to have it. And there's also like credit card consolidation companies. Now, it does allow you to pay less interest on some of your credit card debt, but there are a lot of fees associated with it. So it's really just going to depend on how much debt are you in. Please, please, please do your research on that, okay? Now, remember, in order to create wealth, you've got to get a grip on your spending habits. Get in the habit of paying cash for as much stuff as possible. Okay. And just keep your receipts so that way you can track it. But if you're really serious about creating generational wealth and you have to create new habits, you don't have that discipline muscle built up yet, start paying cash. And it's like, this is what I've got for groceries. This is what I'm going to use. And it might feel weird at first because you've been swiping for so long, but it will help you stop buying on impulse. It will help you develop the willpower. So honestly, changing your relationship with what a budget means is also extremely helpful. I like to say things like, is that in alignment with my goals? You know, for this year, for Chase and I, we have extreme wealth goals and still like extreme cash flow goals too. But in that, like, we are taking extreme measures over here because I want to get my portfolio up so big. And we'll be talking about that all year long. So you'll learn more and more and more about it. But I even gave myself a grocery budget. You guys, I haven't had a grocery budget in, I don't know, 5 or 6 years. But Chase was doing the numbers for me. And you guys, I was spending like $5,000 a month on freaking groceries. And a lot of it was going bad because I would just be like, ooh, that looks yummy. Ooh, I want to try that. And then I had no intention of ever doing it. It was just like so dumb. So I actually respect it now because I'm like, yay, like I'm only spending $1,500 a month on groceries. I'm still eating organic and healthy. And I love the fact that $3,500 of that is now allocated to investments. Like that's pretty cool, but you've got to change your relationship with it. And yours could be a $200 food limit, right? Whatever it is, but just be like, wow, I'm so thankful that I'm able to eat healthy and whole inside of this and then put that money towards my wealth so I can have more freedom. This is so amazing. And so my grandkids can have more freedom. My great grandkids can have even more freedom. So here's what I want you to understand. As you build your portfolio out, you've got to be in the habit of watching how you spend a dollar here and a dollar there, because that will matter when you have these investments in place. Let's say you want to get into real estate. You need to know how much things cost and how far you can stretch a buck, period, because you'll be able to have more and be worth more when you watch the dollar instead of spending it frivolously, period. So watch yourself over the next week. Let's play the game of how much money can I save. And I'm not just talking about, let's put it in the savings account. You know, I'm not big on savings account. I am big on that investment account, baby, getting it in there to get ahead. The point of this episode is I want you to realize the goal is to get out of bad debt as quickly as possible so you can start looking to a better future. Start thinking like the rich. You can start building and buying assets that are going to generate passive income for you to pay every bill that right now seems like a stretch, maybe. So this is something every single one of you can do if you buckle down, change your relationship with it, get curious about how much fun you can have in getting this done.
So in order to really become wealthy, we must get out of bad debt. So start taking these things into your own hands and also think about, okay, I can get out of bad debt if I'm making more income. So what are the ways that I can increase my income? And don't worry, we'll be giving you all of those goods over here on the Mommy Millionaire podcast. So I'm so excited to teach you more and more ways to multiply the money that you already have and truly start to gain more freedom in your life.
Thank you for tuning in and listening all the way through on the Mommy Millionaire Show. Make sure to subscribe anywhere that you're listening to podcasts at. And if you happen to have iTunes, would you do me a favor and leave a review of the show? And of course, make it honest. I know you're going to give me a 5-star, right? That's the way that we get this message out to more and more people around the world. Remember, as you do that, whatever you wish to receive, you have to give it first. And so giving a review, you know, something good is going to come your way today. Take the time and do that. Plus, I know you're the type of person who wants to really help people live their best life as well. So you could copy this link, share it out there with your friends, share it on social media. Remember, people need to be inspired more than ever right now. And I know you can help me on this mission. Thank you so much for being a part of the Mommy Millionaire podcast. Until next time, make sure to go after your dreams by being the person you were truly meant to be. Wealthy, happy, peaceful, and full of life. Love you.